Seeing none, and we will then go on to the minutes approval.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion.
All of the different meetings, not one in particular, just for the record.
Okay.
The 11th and 16th and 12th.
All right, any discussion on any of them? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye, that's approved. There are no objections. I would move or suggest that we deal with number 14 first.
Mm-hmm.
Mike is here.
Sure.
And he lives way out in the county there. And you see his leg, so.
It's a bit hobbled.
Yeah, well.
Move to approve.
Second.
Okay, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Mike, we have a resolution here to approve your appointment to the Library Systems Board. You certainly can sit there. All right. I'll have you stand and speak for about 10 minutes.
You got 30
we'll
seconds.
We'll take care of that.
You're limited to 10 minutes, Mike, to make a presentation.
On one leg, 20 minutes.
And I'm sure you write down that supervisor or Rodriguez.
Take care, Mike.
See you later.
He'll just mark us, yeah, the name or whatever. Because you'll have to add that to also present. And Mark says other supervisors are present. That's where you'll put that.
I haven't heard from Mike.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Don't get too many vibes.
Wamble. Yeah, right. Wamble, all right.
We'll
then
circulate,
Google, are excused.
If you want to note that for Mike's approval, and does anybody know where Mike Gable is?
I know I heard from Wamble that he couldn't make it, but I don't recall if I got an email from Mike.
His graduation
Mike,
for his daughter in Minnesota. So.
Number 7.
Mike wasn't at the meeting Monday either, so I don't know.
All right, well, we'll just leave it as is, and then we'll move on to Supervisor Rodriguez ordinance. And Joe, who wants to go first here? Maybe you should, as you were going to give more of a review. It was sort of referred to you, and we'll hear from you then.
Sure.
And then you want to know, yeah, that's right. Sometimes
good evening, Supervisors. I apologize that I was a couple minutes late. It's tough when you got small children, and I pick them up after work and get them home and get them fed and train them back here. So I apologize. So if the committee will indulge me, I wanted to speak a little bit of the historical background as to how we find ourselves here, and then we can sort of go on from there. As the committee probably recalls, last summer, the Attorney General put out a memo. They indicated that in response to multiple questions regarding public records fees, they were putting out this memo to clarify that the law allows for the collection of the actual necessary and direct cost of a reproduction when responding to a public records request. They then also indicated that they had recently reviewed their own fee structure based on what they determined their actual cost to be, and published that or included that as an example, and encouraged municipalities to conduct a similar review of their fees.
Mr. Chairman,
yes.
As long as we're on this, I don't mean to slow the roll, but I have a question on exactly that, so I don't want to let it keep going. I mean, at Joint Services, we were notified that they came up with an amount, and we should stick to that, and it was kind of relayed to us that way. Is it your interpretation of what they did that it's just a suggestion and we can ascertain our own costs, and you know, we're not going to be in trouble with them no matter what we charge? Or I mean, what is your take on, you know, are we going to get in trouble if we play with the different numbers?
I'm actually glad that you asked that, Supervisor. I was going to get to that later, but I can address it now. I wrote to the Attorney General's office earlier this year after the new Attorney General was sworn in and essentially indicated, I know that this memo has caused a great deal of confusion amongst some of my fellow municipal attorneys as to what exactly was meant. I'm wondering whether there was going to be any likelihood that it was going to be reviewed with the new Attorney General. I got a response middle of last month, I believe, from Attorney Paul Ferguson, who's the director of the Office of Open Government for the Attorney General's office. And he made it crystal clear in his response that he likewise sort of went through the question of the advisory and how the memo came to be written, and then indicates, the purpose of the advisory was not to mandate the fee amounts that authorities must charge. Neither DOJ nor the Attorney General has statutory authority to do so. The advisory did not establish a new interpretation of the law as it relates to permissible fees. It simply summarized the law and the advice DOJ provided in response to fee-related inquiries from the public. So that, taken with the language of the and then I suppose another paragraph says the advisory summarized the fees permitted under the public records law, particularly copying and location fees. By way of example, the advisory highlighted DOJ's then recent update to its public records fee schedule and recommended other authorities similarly reevaluate their copying fees. The advisory made clear each authority's actual necessary and direct costs of reproduction may vary. It stated in the authorities could use DOJ's published fee schedule as guidance and offered the Office of Open Government's assistance to any authority in developing a methodology for determining reproduction fees. So I take between that, the original memo, and frankly, the language, I guess, of the statute itself, that no, it wasn't their intent or their suggestion that their fee schedule be mandated or adopted whole cloth or be a one-size-fits-all approach. They were recommending that everybody should, from time to time, go through this analysis and determine what are the actual costs.
Okay. Could I get a copy of that?
I can certainly provide that.
Because I want to use that at joint services.
Certainly. Though, I can certainly provide that. Yeah.
Thank you.
So there was then the request made by Supervisor Rodriguez to use the DOJ's fee schedule or adopt the DOJ's fee schedule. This came after some conversations back and forth. I had discussed wanting to look sort of holistically at the question of public records and our approach across the board, including the fees. I will admit, as I did previously, that there was some delay in getting an actual cost of copy. I'd been working a little bit with IT, but we didn't have a number as quickly as we probably should have, and I certainly take responsibility for that, which then led to the proposal from Supervisor Rodriguez to adopt the DOJ, it's been a very long week, people, I apologize, fee structure. We were then here in March when that proposal was on the agenda for this body. I asked for some time to rework that draft, reformat it potentially, and then when we were here in April, I'd indicated that I had not had a chance to do that because of other responsibilities and priorities, and then indicated I would have something by this evening. I believe I was instructed that if I didn't have a draft, then the original proposal was going to be considered instead. So procedurally, I think that technically the original proposal as made by Supervisor Rodriguez is probably what's before the committee. That was before the county board. It was referred to this committee for consideration. I think if we want to look at the draft that I put together and that would have been sent out with the packet and included in the agenda, technically I think that would be an amendment to the proposal that was made by Supervisor Rodriguez, but I did provide that draft in accordance with the discussions we had in March and April. I'm happy to sort of talk Generally and or, because by now you folks know me well enough to know I'm happy to do it at length, about what my concerns are, both about the original proposal, but more precisely about the draft that I put together. Mm-hmm. What I would prefer to see is a route forward, but I also don't want to step on Supervisor Rodriguez or the committee's pleasure in terms of how they want to proceed.
Are you, you're speaking of what's in the packet?
Yes. Yeah.
Is this a draft or is this his?
No, that is my draft.
That's all I have, so, okay.
I made copies of the original proposal that Supervisor Rodriguez had provided, because it occurred to me today that, and I apologize, that it probably should have been either included, I fault no one but myself, probably should have either been included on the agenda or had been sent out separately, because, I just think from a procedural standpoint, what I had said was I would try to put together a amended, shall we say, proposal.
Yes.
But technically, I believe that Supervisor Rodriguez's proposal is what's really before the committee. And mine, what I provided would be, like I say, an amendment to his.
Can you focus the committee's attention on the differences between the two?
Certainly.
We're passing around his exact.
Yes. Yeah.
Now.
So the proposal from Supervisor Rodriguez essentially indicates that it is the desire of the county board to adopt the fee schedule as published by the Department of Justice. He had attached it. I did not. I apologize. But that's the proposal that Supervisor Rodriguez had placed on the county board agenda and was referred to this committee originally. What I did instead was I tried to find an appropriate place in the existing ordinance for addressing, at least to a certain extent, the concerns that he had expressed in terms of fees. And this is embarrassing. I printed out a copy this afternoon and must have not put it in my file. What I put forward goes to the section of our public records ordinance which focuses on the notice that offices are supposed to post. That notice includes things about when the office is open, who they're supposed to talk to, et cetera, et cetera. The only significant changes that I made, which should be in red, were number one, to cross out or removing the section that deals with the fee schedule as was listed in there, and instead indicate, cleaned up a little bit of language, and I'm happy to talk about specifics if there are questions, but in terms of the substance, it was indicating that hard copies would be provided at a fee of 10 cents per page, but that fee is comprehensive, including materials and labor, which it is my understanding are permissible costs to be considered in terms of the actual cost of the copy. At the time I drafted it, I didn't have information that I was looking for from Mr. Laycock in terms of the price for storage. Data storage devices. Once upon a time, we would have talked about disks or CD-ROMs or whatever. We're now talking flash drives. And again, this is embarrassing, and I apologize. When I was working on this stuff this afternoon, I obviously had taken things out of my folder and didn't put them back in. So I have those. I don't have them with me. If you want, I can run to my office and get them. The suggestion was that there were probably two sizes of flash drive we would typically use, and then we would charge the actual cost for those drives. I cleaned up a little bit of language further about making it clear that the board has authorized custodians of records to, at their discretion, waive any fees that could have been charged, and then made a couple of other somewhat cosmetic changes. If you don't mind, and just let me address one thing before we get to questions. One of the problems that I have with my own draft, and again, I blame no one but myself. In my world, when I'm dealing with records requests, public records requests, if I'm asked to review or consult or someone gets the thing and says, what do we send? To me, a public record, generally speaking, is a Word document or an email correspondence or something along those lines. Something that is going to be reproduced as an 8.5 by 11 black and white copy, which is why what I put in there was that a hard copy will be provided at 10 cents per page. When I was showing this draft to a couple other people, someone said, what about color copies? Are those the same as black and white? Well, no, apparently color copies are more expensive than black and white. What about alternate sizes? Again, I think all of us would agree that if we have determined through working with IT that a 8.5 by 11 black and white sheet of paper is 10 cents for a copy, then someone who goes to land information and wants a 24 by 36 inch full color map should be paying something more than 10 cents. There are gaps in what I put together based on my own failure to think about all the different permutations of what a record could convey or could consist of, which I will say I think is also a problem with the district, with the DOJ's fee schedule, because again, for the most part, what they're dealing with are going to be, Word type documents, occasionally maybe a photograph or something like that. But again, while they talk about, they do mention both color and black and white copies, I don't think there's consideration taken for some of the other potential records that we may be dealing with here. So I'm being very upfront in saying that this is a draft that I put together, and I think there's a hole in it in terms of the actual some of the records that could be requested under it. And additional information, I think, needs to be A, obtained, and then B, included in it if this is the direction that the committee wants to go.
Yes, John.
Well, do you have the numbers for these different other things? Or, I mean, is it just a total oversight that we don't know what those might be?
It's an oversight on my part, and again, I take full responsibility for it.
Okay.
It's a lack of imagination on my
part. Yeah, and I mean, from what I'm hearing, it's pretty disappointing, the presentation. You just heard it after all the time you've had to work on it. I don't see any red on my copy here, so I circled all the stuff you had in red, so I don't even need to ask about that. When it comes to an appeal of something, I was a little confused on your wording here. Who hears an appeal, and what would that be made of? Denials and appeals.
I will be honest with you. I have never been aware of any instance where there's been an appeal of a denial of records. To the best of my knowledge,
well, if somebody thinks they should be paying 3 cents and they're paying 15 cents and they want to appeal it, who do they go to?
My understanding is that the provision of the law generally would be an action filed in circuit court, a mandamus action in circuit court.
So I can take this all in. So what is it? What were you asking for? Are you asking for 10 cents, 15 cents?
Zach?
Yes,
I was asking for
it to be 1.25.
Yes, so essentially it would be 1 cent for black and white. And when the Corporation Counsel's office reached out to me and I talked with IT, they said, well, you know, that might not be our cost. And I admitted that. I said, okay, that's a fair point. I agree with you. We did differ in belief that the actual necessary direct cost, and this is more of a philosophical belief. My personal belief is that I don't think our taxpayers should be charging or being charged for the labor of an individual to copy a paper, because it's in their job. That's, if you're working in one of our offices, it's part of your job. So that's where we differ. So going on 2 months ago when this first came to you guys, and administration came and said, look, we might have different numbers. Like I just said, I agreed with that. We waited a month. Joe said he had some more pertinent issues. That's okay. My concern with tonight is when Joe and I last talked, there was no indication that he was a little uneasy about his own draft. And from what I'm picking up now is this isn't perfect. Let's wait another month. And maybe I'm reading too much into that, but I mean, this has been going on for a while, even before it came to your committee.
Well, I don't think we need to speculate on that right now. I mean, it's before us. We're discussing it. So,
all right, Ron.
Have we had a problem with it? Are people getting charged too much, or is it what brought this to light? Okay, maybe you can fill us in.
This. For the Office of the Attorney General,
I understand
the
Office
of Records, to
I
say, look, we need, you know, municipalities throughout the state, you should reevaluate.
Okay, so and how are we going to get to every department and county and say, this is what you have to charge per page when we're talking about color copies, we're talking about bigger, what if somebody wants a plat map or something?
Right.
I mean, how are you going to set a fee on that? I mean, you're talking
about
I still got the floor, okay? Somebody who has a complaint and they want some public records because they want to question what happened. Is that's what started it? I'm wrong. Because correct me if I'm wrong. Okay. So why is it for every? Because copies are made in the registered deed has a fee schedule. Okay. So does the planning and development have a fee schedule? So how can you set up 10 cents a copy for what? For somebody who I want some public records because I'm questioning that something that happened. And I want a record of it. So I go in and request that. Isn't that separate from everything else? If I want a copy of something in the clerk's office, I go down and ask for the copy. Maybe they charge me 25 cents because I want a copy of something, maybe a record of something. A registered deeds the same thing. So I'm confused between the fact of, is it somebody who wants to get the stuff because they're complaining about something that happened and they think is illegal? And then we got the people coming in and asking for copies of some document. Register of Deeds has a charge if you want a copy of a will or whatever you want. I mean, I don't get this. I really don't. I don't even know why it's necessary, quite frankly. I've reached that conclusion.
Marty, do you have a comment?
Yes, I guess just a couple comments. The way I interpret this, the policy that's being put forward or the resolution is that it is exclusive of any other fee schedules that are already established. So register of deeds, clerk of courts, if they have a fee schedule, they are going to continue in force, just like planning and development or land information. So if there is a large plat map, there is a fee already established for that. So this does not override that existing policy. The other point I just wanted to mention is, you know, what is the scope of the issue that we're talking about? And Supervisor, I think you kind of talked about it. Year to date, we've charged $170 for copies. $170.
Year to date.
So we're not talking about, you know, the county is making exorbitant profits on printing costs the way the structure is set up today. So that's 680 copies or something like that. So, you know, to me, as I'm looking at some stuff, it's, you know, kind of using it as a relative scale as far as, you know, what we're talking about and continuing to discuss. So that was my
personally comment. I'm not going to waste any more time. I don't want to respect things, but if you want to vote on something, let's vote on it. But I'm not going to support it because I don't think it's necessary. That's my opinion.
Okay, Zach Hughes.
You know, through the chair to Joe, if we don't address this and somebody, whoever, decides to say...
Then I guess we'll find out then.
Somebody says, I don't agree with these fees, I don't think that's the actual necessary direct cost, and takes us across the street. What will it cost? You said, Marty, $170? $180? What would it cost? What are we paying our attorneys in your office to go defend that in court? I mean, what do we just pay them to have somebody go sit in a courtroom and defend it?
At the risk of sounding flip, much like your concern that the copies are just part of someone's job, coming to court is part of our job. I understand. No, I understand the point you're making. Here's what.
My concern is, somebody comes up and you know, and the supervisor wants to say this is hasn't been an issue, it never will be an issue, and that's just that is a it's a poor way of thinking.
Well, that's
we need to be proactive, and so we're not opening ourselves up to. So now somebody comes in and says, I don't agree with 10 cents. If this were to pass, and it were to pass the county board, you know, I know you've worked on it. I know your office has worked on it, and they can say now, look, this is how we came up with it. This is how we defend it. But now you're, okay, we're charging 25 cents. Well, how do we defend that?
And if I can respond, I you and I have some differences of opinion about the scope of this and about the proper way to address it. But we agree on one fundamental point, and I hope that you would agree that we agree on it, which is it is and was appropriate to review what the price is,
yes,
what the copy fee is, and if based on the best information we have, it is 10 cents a page, then that is what we should be charging.
I agree with that.
I don't think you and I have any disagreement there. What I would propose, and I don't know whether this will be sufficient, but what I would like to propose is I am prepared to send out tomorrow, Monday morning, an email directive to all the department and division heads indicating having reviewed the actual costs of a reproduction in accordance with the provisions of both the statute and the Attorney General recommendations. You know, I am hereby advising that the cost of an 8.5 by 11 black and white copy is 10 cents per sheet. Remind everyone of their ability to waive partial or all fees when necessary, and say if there's any questions about other types of copies in response to public records requests, those should be directed to myself or IT so that we can properly address what the cost is.
Is that okay with you, Zach?
It's not, because we could have done this months ago, though. I mean,
is it okay with my
concern is if you're willing to do that, let's pass this.
Well, pass what?
The changes that he's drafted that says, I mean, Marty just told us, you know, this wouldn't affect planning and development. They charge their own fees for a map. We just looked at our fees in planning and development in PDEC, and so this, it's my understanding, correct me if I'm wrong, this would go, you know, somebody goes down to the clerk's office and says, you know, I want a copy of whatever, one copy, and so instead of charging 25 cents now, our clerk would be charging 10.
If they choose to charge at all, and in many instances they're not charging at all.
So that's what I'm asking. I'm asking the committee to pass this tonight and be proactive before we find ourselves in a situation where a citizen says, this is inappropriate what the county's charging, and takes action.
And I guess what my response to that is, and again, I understand and respect the supervisor's concern, and he wants to be proactive. I understand his frustration with the delay. And again, I'm not going to offer any defenses of it, other than there have been certain circumstances going on. I am exceedingly reluctant to carve this into the ordinance. I think there was a reason. I don't know what it was, or I can't say definitively what it was because I wasn't here 35 years ago when it was passed, but I think there's a reason that it wasn't carved into the ordinance, and I think that reason probably was a recognition that if it's supposed to be the actual cost, we don't want to have to go back and amend the ordinance every time there's a change in that cost, whether because of improvements in technology or a variance in the charge that we have to pay for, say, a media device. I'm reluctant to have that carved into the ordinance rather than having it be something that can be hopefully handled administratively. But again, I understand where the supervisor's coming from.
Yeah, I mean, with all due respect to both of you, okay, I think we've spent a lot of time on this. Mentally, I read every word of this. It was brutal, by the way. I mean, it was tough for me to read.
Thank you.
Yeah, and it was tough for me to read. So I mean, we both agree on the amount. Okay, you might be a little peeved that it took them a long time, and I can understand that. Okay, but we all agree on the same number. And I think what we should do is just let him do exactly what he says. We don't need to mess up the public by doing this, because I just had the Attorney General's letter read to me, and we're doing exactly what they want us to do.
So, I mean, I don't feel I'm taking sides here. I think you both agree. You got different variances to it, but I think we should pass the number you want, because I don't disagree that there should be a uniform number, but I don't want to waste any more time dealing with what exactly should be carved into the ordinance and that type of thing. That's where I stand, and that's just my opinion. So I don't know if we need to, if he can withdraw his and be okay with this, if he wants to come back with a different thing, and then we can either vote it down or up. But I like what Corp Counsel said, and I think that satisfies the goal that we're trying to get here to here, and that's really what we need to do. You know, throwing personalities and time and irritation aside, we want to get to a certain thing. So to the chair, what do you recommend as far as doing that? Do we need to vote his down, ask him to pull it back to approve what we want Joe to do?
I would say so. The only thing he actually before the committee is Supervisor Rodriguez's proposal here. And are you still referring in yours to the Attorney General's fee
so
list?
So it's my understanding.
Or are you saying 10 cents a copy?
It's my understanding that what Joe had written for us tonight would be that under that same name, is that correct, Joe? But it would be an amended.
I think it would have to be an amendment to your original proposal.
Okay, so
essentially a strike everything and replace it with this.
It's just basically strike and release the new one. Strike the original and go with the Corp Counsel one. So it encompasses all the material listed.
So, Joe, under yours here, somebody came to the county board and said we want carved correspondence, copies of all kinds of things. What's the charge?
10 cents a hard
copy. I think it'd be 10 cents a hard copy.
10 cents a hard copy. And where's that 10 cents in the...
Looks like maybe page 4.
Page 9, or a number 9, fee schedule towards the bottom. Jerry.
Yeah, in the red.
A little bit more. See, it says 10 cents per page.
Yeah, right there. Yeah.
Okay.
There you go.
Everybody sees that. All right. And what about the cost of the...
color.
What's that?
What color copies?
You're going to give them a color copy. What is that going to cost?
Well, I think that's already in place. Marty said that other places like the maps and stuff already have fee structures in place.
So what does this cover?
Black. 8x11. Copy.
A standard form.
Does this cover somebody who wants an open record for a reason? If that's the case, maybe we should have it in this resolution. The person has to request what he wants the copies for, because he's obviously complaining.
I don't think this started.
Unfortunately, by law, we can't.
But
I shouldn't say unfortunately. By law, we can't.
But that's basically what this is. This is what started this, because somebody was paying more than they thought that they should for copies.
So we can't say
I want the public records for this. And this is what the fee is. And okay, then registered needs will still charge what they charge. And planning and development will still charge what they charge. So what is it going to be like the county board minutes or something? Or
with very few exceptions, a record holder can't inquire or consider what the requester's motivation might be. There's very few exceptions to that.
What about these blanks in your amendment here?
And again, I apologize. If the committee would like, I'll run across the street. I have them from Marty. I just didn't bring them with me, and I apologize. They're sitting on my desk.
So I guess our choice is if you want to have this as the amendment to Supervisor Rodriguez's proposal, which is what's before the committee, you'd have to move this as the amendment to it.
That's a mess.
Substitution of it.
It's almost like you have to strike the original and then...
Well, you can either vote the original
down and then just go with what's here.
Substitute this for that. And then if you vote yes, then you vote on it. And
I think that'll be a cleaner approach. That's my personal opinion.
So read it back to me clean, because I don't know, right now I don't know what we're talking about. We're talking about 10 cents, 25 cents, we're talking about 1.35 cents for black copy.
10 cents for black and white copy,
yes. Talking about that one.
Striking that and going with this.
Yes. This thing, and I think Joe even said it like five times, he's not even comfortable with this. So I don't know why we want to do that. We've got a solution in front of us. Do you really care if you get what you want, how it's...
What I care about is I don't want somebody, you know, say, God forbid, something happens to Joe. We get a new corp counsel in here and they say...
What's going to happen?
I'm not doing anything.
All right, I'm checking.
But they come in and they say, let's do 25 cents, and that's their opinion.
Yeah, but they would have
so
to come
to us. So let me ask this. If I were to work with Joe, and Mari, I hear you're retiring in the near future, but if I were to work with Joe...
Where are they going to take damage down?
He's not making that.
No, if I were to work with Joe, and instead of, you know, Joe wants to send out a memo to the county saying, look, this is what we should charge based on reevaluating. And I worked with him that changed this ordinance that says, you know what, so we don't, I get what you're saying, where, okay, now we're paying less for a flash drive. I mean, can we amend this that says every so many years, every 5 years, the county takes the time, reevaluates our costs? Can we do that?
Yeah. I'll tell you what. If you're willing to sit down with him and just get this hammered out and bring it back to us in 2 or 3 months, God bless you both. But my brain is starting to hurt, and we all want the same thing here. So I don't want to approve this thing. Joe's not comfortable with it. I'm not comfortable with it. You're not comfortable with it. Let's just table this for up to three months, and you can, or 2 months or whatever you want. And you sit down with him, and you make out a nice little, you know, one page, two page thing of what you want to do. So you're both happy. Is that something you both can do, or?
I am absolutely willing to work on that. I think we may have a fundamental differences procedurally how we want to proceed, but I'm happy to try and see what we can bridge.
Supervisor Rodriguez wants this in ordinance form and a recitation of the cost for each item. Flash drive X, paper that, black and white this, color that. He has a right to do that.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, I mean, if he wants to present this, he can. But even yours here, Zach, probably should be changed and with specifics, right?
And I admitted that point. I'm not an attorney. You know, when I brought this to you guys, I told you that was not the cleanest, and I don't fault myself for it because, you know what I mean? So the reason I put in there, you know, we're adopting this fee schedule, that's when the administration came to us and said this fee schedule may not be the same as ours. It could be, but it probably isn't. And I agreed with that. So what I would ask then, I'd really like a vote on this. I mean,
but what if
then you'll get a vote. I mean, if you want a vote.
Is this what we're voting on? I don't.
You would be voting on what Joe drafted. So you would be voting to strike the text in that, replace the text with what Joe drafted for us tonight. And then after that, I suppose then you would vote.
Okay. We could do that. You don't think this is unduly complicated, though?
I do. Yeah, I will be voting for it.
You got to get a motion first.
Yeah. I mean, wouldn't it be more sensible just to have a couple of sheets like this and
work it through
with the list, 10 cents, 25 cents, or whatever it is?
That was my understanding. Yeah. And so that's why when I put in there, you know, the Kenosha County accepts this publication that can be referenced. That's when Joe came to me and said, look, we really should put it directly in our ordinances and clean it up. So that's where we are tonight. This is what Joe's got typed up for us tonight. This is in the ordinance.
Joe? What about that?
Well, I mean, I guess my response to that is that I looked at what Supervisor Rodriguez had put together, and I certainly understood where he was going, but it wasn't an ordinance. I mean, it was a statement of intent from the board potentially saying, we think we should adopt
this ordinance format.
Right, it's not an ordinance format. It's essentially saying we should adopt this. If we want to rename it a resolution, you know, and then we can deal with questions as to, you know, we can deal with questions as to whether or not that's the proper fee or not. Mm-hmm. You know, and maybe if we do it as a resolution rather than an ordinance and then can come to an agreement as to what the fee schedule is, again, with a whole bunch of different caveats I won't get into, but I mean, he wanted it to be an ordinance.
Do you have in your office all these blanks filled in?
The what I have in my office are the blanks regarding the flash drive sizes and costs.
This one doesn't have.
Correct. That. Yes.
All right,
yeah.
Why don't you go get that? Okay. And we'll move on to the next item and come back to it. Maybe that'd be more efficient. We move on to the next item, and that's the CABA report.
Sure.
Excuse me.
I don't
want to
talk. I want to get it over one way or the other.
No, I think we will, but he doesn't have actual document with him. He's just got it at his office. Maybe we should see that first. Go ahead.
Good evening. Thanks, everyone. So you have the quarterly loan reports in front of you. I think I'll just hit through some some items, talk about some other larger items going on with CABA, and then answer any questions that you have. The first loan fund that you're looking at there is the EDA revolving loan fund. A couple items to note here. Actually, if you scroll down to the next page, which shows the active loans in the portfolio, give it a quick update. The Quest 8201 LLC, they were paid off in full earlier this month. Kind of the reasoning behind that was there was a real estate holding company for the operating company, Quest Products. Quest Products still continues to operate, but the real estate was bought out by an investment property. That kind of gets into some complications with our loan funds of now we have a loan on an investment property and not actually the job, so we were paid off in that, and you know, kind of keeps it cleaner, and if they can be bank financed, it's no reason for us to be involved anyway. So that was paid off earlier this month. Obviously, we're recording through March 31st, so that's not reflected. There's a pending loan item of 741. I'm sorry, go back up. I apologize. 741 of the approved, one more page. Oh, sorry. Mm-hmm. Approved loans, that's been out there for a while. We've talked about this in the past, but that relates to the Five Star group out in Twin Lakes, their expansion project that they're working on. I would anticipate this clearing off and that loan being funded by the end of July. So you'll probably see that one more quarter, but the building is built. We helped with the equipment expansion. The equipment is being delivered from Michigan. So that should come off this report pretty soon. Last thing to note is the EDA fund last year switched to what they call a risk-based assessment. If you recall, last year we were graded a Class A borrower out of A, B, or C, A being the best you could. This year we were also graded a Class A borrower. We scored 44 out of 45 possible points. The one point that we missed was on a cash utilization rate, and basically just meant that had we funded this loan out the door rather than just having it approved, we would have scored all 45 out of 45 points. But nonetheless, a very positive report again on that side. In the next revolving loan fund, the county revolving loan fund, there was no new activity here for the quarter. I would just note here that again, this fund has $1 million invested into the Salem Business Park, which isn't reflected on this sheet, but you know, that is a $2.5 million loan fund. Then lastly, the CKC revolving loan fund. A couple items to note here. Again, there was a loan disbursement of $250,000 through the first quarter. There was also another $131,000 and change disbursed on April 1st. That again pertains to the Five Star equipment expansion. And again, the remaining funds of the $513,000 that is shown I would anticipate that being dispersed in July relating to that same project. Quest 8201 had a loan in this fund as well. Same situation as the EDA that was paid off in full earlier in May. And lastly, the high impact fund, no new loan activity in that fund for the first quarter. Other big items, we just wrapped up the 2018 audit, both financial and single audit. I guess kind of the summary there was no material weaknesses, no significant deficiencies, there were no audit adjustments, and we were issued a clean opinion. Basically, kind of the bottom line means we've got good working financial controls in place. We're performing those controls, and those controls are resulting in proper financial statements, accurate financial statements. The single audit, which is a compliance audit, was performed on the EDA fund. They're testing that anything that we're doing in issuing loans to those customers, we are in full compliance with the federal audit supplement, the guidance. So again, kind of same end result there, no findings, no issues, clean opinion. So kind of bottom line is we got two thumbs up from the auditors. They said good job, we're doing everything in good financial, good working order. In terms of economic development projects, recent win with Fresenius Kabi, which is they recently executed a lease for a 590,000 square foot facility in the State Line 94 Corporate Park in Pleasant Prairie. Fresenius Kabi is a wholly owned subsidiary of a German healthcare group, and the projected jobs there, between 100 and 160 employees. In the Pleasant Prairie Highlands Corporate Park, progress continues there. You probably just saw in the news that the Haribo plans were completed. Any work that the village is planning on doing is anticipated to be completed in June of this year. And then shortly thereafter, Haribo should be putting shovels in the ground. There's also a pending land sale on the back side of that Pleasant Prairie bought that technically fell in the village of Bristol that a private developer is looking to purchase and potentially do something with. I think that's it for kind of the bigger items. I would just say that in terms of the loan funds and loan activity, been a little slower here for the past 6 months, but I feel good. Like, pipeline's still strong. We're still working on deals. Some of these things just, as you've heard me say in the past, just take a little longer to kind of get put together and push past the finish line. But I feel good that we'll start seeing some new activity here in pretty short order. With that, I'll maybe just stop and answer any questions.
What does Five Star do?
Five Star has, they have two main operating entities. They have a coatings group, which they put coatings on polycarbonate windows. They're primarily used in NASCAR. They're very heavily invested in the NASCAR circuit. They also do things like boat windshields. Windshields for Harley Davidson is a big customer of theirs. ATVs. They're doing some really neat things with Chrysler, Fiat. They're also making the windows for autonomous cars that are being tested, the self-driving cars. And then the other thing they do is they make auto bodies. So again, kind of tying back to the NASCAR, they make they fabricate the bodies of the actual car.
And Aaron's, what are they going to build, lawnmowers or? Aaron's is lawnmowers, aren't they?
Yeah, they're an existing customer in the CKC loan fund. They're out in the Summers Business Park. They do primarily lawnmowers, snowblowers, outdoor power equipment.
Are they completing,
I guess,
them there, or are they getting? Do they make parts for some other location?
A warehouse.
I'm sorry?
Is it a warehouse he's asking there?
Is it a warehouse?
The Aaron's? Aaron's is a distribution center.
That's
yeah,
right.
They're not manufacturing anything there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Brock, I learned that, as probably you know, Chase Bank is closing downtown August 29th.
Who?
Is there Chase Bank downtown August 29th? Is there any going to be any effort to, there won't be any bank downtown in the heart of downtown. There's one on the periphery on Library Park, but downtown where there used to be three, there will be none. That's, I think, a serious loss. Is it'll draw.
Yeah, we had out. Chase, TCF, and there was a
Ocean National later, yeah. U.S. Bank.
Yeah, it's a great point. Nothing that I'm aware of at this time or for future investment, but that's, you know, obviously that building's kind of
major
teed up for a bank, right? I mean, it has the vault and it has everything else, so there's.
Well, it's on the periphery. That's BMO Harris.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's pretty close to downtown.
Well, it's close to it, but.
Oh, okay. Well, but across the street from businesses.
Terry would have to get a car to get there.
Yeah. Well, you could walk briskly.
That's a lot of square footage for a bank to
yeah. So no efforts are that given?
Not that I'm aware of. Yeah, not that I'm aware of. Because
that could draw a lot of business away that you'd never see. Was there any effort to persuade them to stay, or is it?
Yeah, I'm not sure. We don't, that's a privately owned building. I think, if I'm not mistaken, Mr. McDonough owns that building, and he's leased that out to Chase Bank for quite some time. As you just noticed, that it's a very, that's a huge building for a bank. You know, I mean, I know that was in the news not too long ago that he was trying to sell that to turn it into a hotel development, and I think the city shot those plans down because of not enough windows or some other things.
Any other discussion or question?
Yes. Move to receive and file a report.
For a second?
Second.
Any other discussion?
Yeah, I just want to hear.
All right, seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
All right.
Aye, opposed.
You said Caribou is going to be digging. When are the gummies coming?
You're right.
All right. I think they were talking about an 18 to 24 month.
What's that?
All right. Why don't we go on to the information technology?
Thank you. Well,
we'll come back to your matter, which perhaps will be resolved, and we won't keep others waiting. Marty, why don't you go ahead?
Mr. Chairman, board members, thank you. I've got three items. First one is a resolution for a budget modification. Several years ago,
what number is that?
That is number 11.
As Joint Services was developing their backup capabilities out of the county center, there was a need for more communications capabilities. As you're well aware, the county had previously invested in fiber optics that run between the safety building, ACC, as well as other locations in the county. We had available strands that we were not being not utilizing at the point. We worked with Joint Services. It fit their requirement instead of them going out and installing their own fiber optics. They're able to use this. We have agreed to a cost of $13,000 a year for them to do that. And that's really the cost that we pay Midwest Fiber for maintenance on those fiber strands that they're using. So this was agreed to. We have MOUs that are in place for this. What I'm asking for is just a modification to the budget to represent the revenue coming into the IT group from Joint Services.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion, Jeff?
When was that agreed to?
Last year.
Okay. So it was already set and we were already doing it. You just want to now make, you know, show that it's coming in.
Yeah. It was, it did not get caught in the budget process, so we didn't show it as revenue. So,
and that's just basically our cost. I mean, we're not making
a profit
on our own entity.
No, we're
all right. Okay.
You want to go 15 or something?
No, I wanted to cut it down to 10.
Yeah,
that's okay with you, you know.
You could question it.
Yeah.
That went through Joint Services, Jeff, right?
Yeah.
a year ago, but I don't remember when.
The city was happy with it, too.
Well, yeah. They have to pay. They're paying their share. And that's the reason I want to have this ammunition, so that I could say we're just getting our cost. We're not looking to make a profit and have the county kick in extra and the city kick in extra. That's why I asked that question.
Unless you want me to make an amendment. More.
I think we should.
Okay. That the city pays less and the county pays more.
Oh.
I don't know what you're talking about.
We're good.
Jeff, I can send you a copy of the MOU, and that would have all the
thank you.
Authorized signatures, and then you've got that for your...
Thank you.
Jeff, as chair of that joint services, do you want to make this presentation to the board instead of me?
Sure. I don't care. That's fine.
Any other discussion here? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All right, good. And then we'll move on to the next one is another technology use policy.
Correct. This is a new policy that's being drafted, or that was drafted. It was presented to the IT Steering Committee, reviewed with both the Corp Council as well as Human Resources. And you're probably familiar with the policy that we had that was called the Electronic Communications Use Policy. And this is really just kind of one of the purposes of doing this is just to bring the policy more up to date, make it more relevant as far as what it's referring to within the policy. I think the biggest change that we really address with this policy is it gives us more governance over all users of our technology instead of just employees. So if you're a contractor, you're a third party, you're a vendor, you still have to agree and comply with the procedures or the policies that we have in place as far as how you use technology within the county.
Is that standard in the workplace with other municipalities that have IT like this?
Yes, it is very standard. Actually, we modeled this after the state of Wisconsin's electronic or communications policies, technology use policies.
I don't have a problem with it. I just want to make sure that other vendors don't have a problem.
Absolutely not.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Discussion?
Move to approve. Second.
Further discussion? All right. Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? And we'll move on to the next item, which is another policy change.
So this one is... refers to identity and access management, and that is a a fancy way to say user ID and passwords. So really what this does is it formalizes the county's policy relative to password requirements, the length, the if they have to be complex or not, those type of things, how access is governed throughout our county organization. The real driver of this is from audit. Usually when an audit comes in, they'll say, let us see your access and identity management policies. And we've had a lot of these policies in place or practices in place. This is just really formalizing everything that we've had in place. So this will satisfy many future audit requirements as they come.
All right. Discussion.
Move to approve. Second.
Discussion. Further discussion. All right. Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? All right. That's it. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right. Okay. Then we have left
the audit.
Yeah, there are bills being We'll go back to that. The Corporation Council seems to be tied up.
He's here?
He's here.
Oh, there you are. Okay. Sorry, I didn't see it.
He may be tied up, but he's sitting over there.
I run into this situation with my wife all the time. I think I'm waiting for her. She thinks she's waiting for me.
I see. Where is he?
Just like home here, Terry. Yeah. Just like home.
Come on up. We try on the Finance Committee yet to do that.
All right, you want to come forward then, Joel, and
feel warm and fuzzy.
Yeah.
What you have or distribute what you want. That's all. All right, what do you want to
distribute that.
Yeah, 15:30.
Yeah, if I may, so Joe and I had a chance to talk. So I think the best route forward tonight is Joe sending out a memo to all of our employees saying, we've reevaluated our cost, this is what we're recommending. And Joe and I coming back, aiming for July, the committee wants to do August, that's fine. And not putting in our ordinances a structure, a fee structure, but instead saying, so we don't, I mean, I think the last time we looked at our fee schedule was the 80s. I could be wrong, but I think that's accurate. Instead, our ordinance under our public records guidance would say, you know, Joe and I haven't discussed how many years, but you know, after X amount of years, administration will reevaluate our cost, and our corp counsel office will issue a memorandum that says, you know, they changed or they're the same, and let's charge this. I mean, I don't know if the committee is on board with that, but I think that would be a lot more clear than what, you know, what the two things that you have in front of you.
So in other words, you're not coming back with an ordinance with a fee schedule, but doing this administratively at the direction of the corporation council, is that what you're saying?
We would come back with an ordinance. We'd be amending our ordinances, but it would say, you know, every X amount of years, administration, corp council, IT, whoever, is going to do an evaluation of what our actual necessary and direct costs are. And if there's a change, our corp council will issue a memorandum that says, this is our cost, this is what I advise our offices charge.
You want this on the July finance agenda?
July or August, whichever.
Let's do it on July. We've spent an awful lot of time on this. But in the interim, Joe, you're going to send out this memo.
Yes, my intent will be tomorrow, unless for some reason I need more time to polish it, but if not, Monday.
All right, so why don't we then pass a resolution with that? A, that you're going to send out a memo. B, it's going to be a back in ordinance form on the agenda in July.
I think we should ask Supervisor Rodriguez to pull his thing so we don't have to vote on it. And then him send out the memo, and then them work together and come back to us. That's the cleanest way to do it. I mean, otherwise, we've got to vote his down.
Yeah, otherwise, we'll say no to this.
Yeah. So, I mean, rather than saying no to his, whatever he put before us, let's just have him withdraw that with the understanding that Joe's going to send out his memo. You should probably send a copy to Supervisor Rodriguez.
I'm happy to copy the entire board.
That would be great. That would be great. And then just let him bring something back to us in the future.
I'd like to put it on in July.
Yeah, that's fine, but we can't approve anything because they don't have anything before us. So if he would agree to pull it, otherwise we can just vote it down. I would think he would just want to pull it down.
There's no point.
Sure.
It's ours.
Well, you have to address it. It's on our agenda.
After it's yours, it's ours.
So what's the pleasure of the committee? I made one suggestion of just approving what they suggested, that he send out the memo and it be back on the July.
Oh, it's on our agenda.
Vote it up or down, or move the table until July. That's another.
The cable, we're right back where we started from. I mean, we reject it.
Well, I don't think.
Well, then you got it off the table, and he's got an agreement with him that he's going to do something, and if you come back in July and figure it out. But in the meantime, it's on the agenda. We're just going to shove it off till July, meaning no.
That's what he's saying.
Yeah, but we're not going to do this anyway. So why are we talking about it, something we're not going to do?
So, if I may, Joe, what we discussed, would it be in the same section of what you have drafted tonight?
Most likely. I mean, I would take another look at the ordinance and see if there's a more appropriate place to put it in. There may be a different subsection that works better.
So if we table this, it sounds like most likely the text will be different, but it's going to be that same section. So if we table this tonight until July, we're going to come back. It's not going to have a fee schedule. I know that's your concern.
Okay. Then I will move that we table this issue.
Until July.
I'll second that. Okay,
so that leaves it on the table, but it's also hoping to come back in July.
Which they want.
With what you talked about.
Subject to him sending out his, what he's doing.
Friday or Monday.
Okay.
All right, the motion is to table until July. Yeah, Jeff.
Just a question. If it comes back, is it going to have all these whereases on it like it is here?
No,
it's going to be like this?
It'll probably look closer to an ordinance. It'll indicate that 3.64 is hereby amended to add whatever language or section we decide on.
Maybe the finance committee all ought to get a copy ahead of time so we know what's coming out.
The memo, I will send to the whole board.
Okay.
Whatever I send out to the department heads, I will send to the whole board.
All right, we can move on then to vote. All those in favor of the motion to resolve this in July or adjourn until July, say aye.
Aye.
Jack, why don't you report to the board at the next meeting?
For sure, I can do that.
All right.
I can do that.
Good.
All right, thank you guys.
Thank you. Moving on then to other corporation council resolution transfer parcels. Oh, John, you're going to do that. Okay.
Yeah, I'm doing number 8. That's individual. He never brings it in that we do.
So we are on number 8.
I never think so. Yeah, I don't want to get that in.
Right. Number 8. It's a request by way of resolution to transfer 2 tax-deeded parcels taken by tax deed in REM to the city of Kenosha and forgive taxes on those. We had originally an in-rem action involving 3 parcels, one of which was residential. That parcel redeemed by paying the property taxes, so it was no longer eligible for tax deed. But the other 2, which were outlots, were in fact tax deeded by the in-rem process, and we just received a judgment on those in April. I'm asking that we may transfer them to the city of Kenosha and forgive the taxes. These are, I think there were materials submitted, hopefully you've seen them. Mm-hmm. They're essentially 2 outlots, one of which is sort of a narrow type of meandering lot, and the other one is a larger 2.5-acre parcel, both of which are drainage, essentially, so they're not buildable, they're not functional. The benefit of doing this is the city will maintain those, and it's benefiting the people in the subdivision, and they can support those outlots rather than the county having to maintain them, and we're not receiving tax revenue on them. They're both assessed at about $500, and in terms of the tax liability, one of them was about $150 to $190. I'm looking at 2012 to 2018 in terms of the tax due. The other one was $239 to $250, so that would be the amount of taxes annually that were not paid from 1996 to the present.
Move to approve. Second that.
Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? All right, number 9, this is for some additional parcels and kind of like.
Right, this one, I don't have the materials for this one. I think the clerk put this together.
It's all in there.
It's all there.
Right, I think the clerk. 1430 put this together. This was not one that was done in REM.
Do you want County to get to County to scroll down to this?
Yeah,
sure.
It looks like they're also outlots.
Yeah.
And there's significant tax delinquency, but obviously it's not a lot of tax delinquency. So it appears to me that those are similar to the ones we just talked about. Long delinquent, relatively low value lots. The benefit to us is to get them to Paddock Lake for maintenance.
Just say thank you. I move to approve.
I'll second that.
All right, discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Right, next is the purchase of property.
Thank you.
Good evening, Supervisor. How have you been?
Have I got a deal for you? Huh?
Yeah, have I got a deal for you? As everyone on this committee is well aware, we have been, over the past several years, attempting to take advantage of opportunities as they arise to acquire properties in the Civic Center, in and near the Civic Center campus, with an eye toward what we anticipate is going to be continued growth of the county most likely, and I, again, I, as I always say in these instances, I imagine the chairman would agree with me. I think that in the next decade, we'll probably see at least one, if not two, additional branches of court. We're going to have to find a place to put them. We're going to have additional parking needs and just space needs generally on the campus. So the resolution before you is for the property located at 5511 11th Avenue. It is marked on the map as 437012 and 437011. It's property that's owned by Robert Fashati, who is an attorney in town. He has one other attorney in with him. Previously, there was a second attorney, as well as, I believe, a tenant upstairs. We've been negotiating with him for some time on the possible purchase of his property. You will note that acquiring this property, when taken in conjunction with the property on the corner that we were able to pick up earlier this year, squares off this block. We will then have the entirety of this block under the county's control to do with it as needs deem appropriate, essentially. The offer purchase price is $2,005 for the two parcels together.
$205,000,
yes, sorry. I can tell you, because I imagine the question may come up, the assessed value for the two parcels together is $144,600. I spoke with Ray Arbit. He believes that's probably a fairly low assessment based on the recession prices. Further, while it may be a location and timing. The property is available now. If we don't pick it up, there's every reason to believe that either somebody who knows of our interest or can assume our interest would purchase it and sit on it, or someone else would buy it and be there for 20 years. I think it's appropriate at this point to take the opportunity to acquire it, and like I say, basically to square off the block for the county.
All right, discussion.
Is that assessment the latest one, or is it good? Because it looks to me like the assessments in the city went up, but it's not showing up on the college. That
may be. This is the information I took off of our website, but I don't know when it was up.
I saw something like 100, and I think I looked it up on our, and I think it's 160-something.
Okay, all right.
No, it's up from that. But yeah. I think there's two parcels there, you got assessments for both of them, the two together. Anything downtown is only going to increase anyway, so I think it's a good deal for us myself.
That's fine. Yes, Jim?
Yeah, I have a question. I mean, I'm all for the project itself. I think it's a good idea to purchase that, but it seems like every time we purchase a property, we pay way, way more than what it's really worth. I'm not really sure how the procedures is, how we come up with those prices, but I think something should be done where we're not just gonna pay whatever. I understand the timing, but we've been after the property for many years. Now it's my understanding that the attorney is retiring also, and it seems like whatever they ask, we're just giving them. Sometimes even more.
Yes.
Did you negotiate this price with these the attorneys?
Yes.
Yeah. Was the $205 the original price?
No, he started with I don't remember precisely what it was, but he certainly started with a higher number.
So we did negotiate with these.
There was negotiation.
I was completely finished.
Because it's there.
What's that? I was not completely finished.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I thought you were too.
No, I was. Again, my question is, somebody might not like it, but these are the questions I want to ask. Who came up with the price? I mean, do we have an appraisal, or somebody with some knowledge in real estate suggested the price to be okay? Or was it just a number pulled out of, yes, the price or for something else? And
my recollection is that he may have had an appraisal done for the property, although it was an appraisal based on the intrinsic value as well as its value as a rental property for him, so the value to him. I think that number And while I didn't see that appraisal, but he told me he had it done, I think that certainly factored into what he asked from us. And then, like I say, there was negotiation. We didn't accept or didn't take the number he came up with.
How much was that appraisal? Anybody see that appraisal?
And again, I don't know. I apologize.
Did we get an appraisal?
I do not believe that we had an appraisal done on the property.
Who negotiated the deal? Appraisal?
Sorry?
Who was the person that negotiated how much the
property? It was myself and the owner. With input from finance and administration.
Nobody was really in the knowledge of real estate. With all due respect, I'm sure you know all the lawful procedures and everything, but as far as real estate is concerned, was anybody involved at us?
Not to the best of my knowledge.
Further discussion?
I'm just gonna.
Yeah, I mean, it's probably worth about 175, but after telling him that we want it for 20 years or whatever, you know, it's really there's not a lot of wiggle room. I couldn't agree with you more. I think sometimes just buying property and what the numbers come up with, it's an interesting thing. But at this point, to round off the block and to have what we need to have for the courts and future expansion, I think we need to do it. Even though we might be spending a little bit more in this case, I don't think we could go to them and say, you know, and then pretend we don't want it and we're going to play hardball. That's just not going to work at this point when they know how much we want it. So we might as well I'll support it at this point. But, you know, I mean, it is good to know. I mean, it's a little disconcerting that you didn't look at the appraisal. You know, if he's going to provide you with an appraisal, you should look at it.
And, I'm sorry, just to be clear, I don't think he provided it. It wasn't a case.
Well, you should have asked for it if it was done.
He didn't have to give it to
you. No, he didn't, but, yeah, I mean, if you're negotiating.
It's a fair criticism.
Yeah, so I will support it.
Okay. I just want to add, I'm going to support this also, okay, because say it's a good project. It's too late in the game to do anything different. So I will support this, but I wanted to bring this up more for the future than it is now. So if this, we have another case where we're going to try to purchase a property. So hopefully we're going to use different strategies or procedures to go about it. But in this case, I agree, it's too late to change anything, and that would be supporting it.
I show land. 13.7 improvements, 124 total of 137,700. That's what it shows. Mm-hmm.
For both of them combined.
Well, that's mm-hmm. that's just the one the property. It's the land.
So if you think you're overpaying on this property and you sold it to somebody else at 205, and they could rent it out, would you be willing then to? Own it all except this one little spot.
Yeah, I'm just.
Then you're going to have to pay over 205.
Right.
Because the next guy isn't going to sell it to you for what he paid for.
There's tenants in there now, right?
I don't know if there is.
Yes, Enterprise to Celebrate has his law office.
Okay,
in there.
So the question is, there's no relocation cost worries.
Well, it's actually interesting. Attorney Moyer just pointed out to me that if we were to, say, go the eminent domain route, we certainly would be paying much more when you factor in relocation costs, et cetera. In this particular instance, we've negotiated with Attorney Sashadi that while we will schedule to close as expeditiously as possible after the board approves it, that he and his tenants will be allowed to remain till the end of October. It will be his responsibility to ensure that all proper steps are taken to terminate any existing lease arrangements prior to the end of October.
And we won't have any responsibility.
So we won't have any responsibility, correct.
They're not going to have to relocate them like Icky Ricky's. They want to give them a bar someplace or something.
Can we double Celebrate's rent?
I will point out that Supervisor Celebrate has on more than one occasion pointed out that I'm kicking him out of his office. And I keep telling him it's months to find a new one, you know. So it's not like we're doing it tomorrow.
All right, any other discussion here?
Just a question. You mentioned the corner lot.
Did we discuss that before, or did that come before us before?
Yeah, do you mean
437?
That was always a problem for us?
The 437
004.
We acquired it at the beginning of the year. We after about 2 years worth of strife and negotiations and Mickey Mousery, we were able to purchase it at the beginning of the year.
And do you recollect what we paid for that now?
I think we paid $325, and my recollection is that the last assessment on that was just about $300. And again, it was a situation where because we had four squabbling siblings who owned it common,
one did sign off.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes.
How much do we have in this fund now after we would use this?
I'm looking at the finance people.
Yeah.
We started the year
with
$1,276,000 in this fund. We bought that property on the corner for $325,000. Okay. So if you take 325, that's 1,929.
It's about 900,000. We'll use rough numbers. Keep going.
And take off that the 205, 700-some
thousand. So we've got about 700,000 still in that account. And we put, did we budget that amount in the
beginning? We have enough in the budget to cover all of this. Yes.
Do we carry that over, or do we rebudget every year?
Sometimes we add to it, but we carry over what's left over. But this year we have no separate budget. It's all carrying over from the $1.3 million is from prior year.
Okay, thank you.
Because I don't think we made any purchases in 18.
We might have done something out by Pets for.
Yes, the Schaefer property.
Sorry, another. Nothing big last year.
Yeah.
That fund you're talking about, does that cover the cost of when they want to tear it down too?
According to our latest estimates, it will cover that also.
Okay, so any building we buy comes out of that fund as far as tearing it down?
Yes.
Okay, so it's. Thank you.
All right, further discussion? Is there a motion to approve?
So I'll move.
Second. Further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? All right, then next that includes everything except the reports, starting with human resources. Oh, okay. Finance, general fund, are there any reports? Marty, did you have something further? No?
Well, we're all clean.
Wanted to hear our interesting discussions.
Absolutely.
And good humor.
Thank you. Good humor. Good will.
Human Services will present their year-end report. They were not able to make the meeting tonight, so they'll be here in June.
Right. And they will include that in the packet for
when they bring out your report to close out to us. Do they give us an update on where they are this year? Like when Grady started talking at our meeting, my blood pressure started to go off, and then he landed me with, "But we got it here." So I mean, I just like to know where we are, so we're not surprised with placements and such.
I do not know if they will have that information in June. I can check. Usually they do not present it just looks like it's just that would be right in June. It would be July or August that they would bring that.
Well, Grady gave us a report on the floor. He said that the placements are up like 800,000, and I started to quiver a little bit. And then all of a sudden he said, but we're up 700,000 here. And
that is their year-end report. They did report just human services that night.
All right. Thank you.
All right, anything else?
Motion to adjourn.
All right, so a second. All in favor of the adjournment, yeah.
Is there a second to the adjournment?
There was.
What?
Okay.
Yeah. Right. The resolutions that have been circulating, have they all been signed?
We've got one more here. Jeff's taking it.
One more coming. Yeah, Gantz is sitting on it.
Please don't leave until you've signed everything or double-checked to make sure you're uncertain.
One thing I worry about is...
I think you can stop the recording.
No, but...